found everywhere you can listen to podcasts. It's Caffeinated and Confused with Hannah.
That's a very confusing time for any young lady.
Oh my God, wait, we gotta get into that. Because me either. I have so many thoughts. Did you finish like the first episode of it?
I am, yeah. I know who you are.
Get that mic in there, girl.
So I got to the middle of the second episode.
Yeah. I can't wait. I have so many thoughts.
It's good. I got to where Sarah and Jeremy are talking.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. At like the pool thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I haven't gotten that far. All right. Give me a good old test on the mic. Hello.
Testing.
You look so nervous. Yeah, I always need to turn my microphone down because I'm so loud and obnoxious.
No, I just hate my voice, so I'm excited to hear how this goes.
It's going to be great. I guarantee everyone's going to be like, she has such a soothing, nice voice.
I always think I sound like I have a cotton mouth.
No, I think it's where I'm just like obnoxious. Anytime we do these and then I listen back, I'm just mortified by how.
No.
How loud I am.
You're on air, Hannah. You're fabulous.
On air. Did you know people thought my last name was On Air?
Stop.
Yeah. Literally. I have had multiple people. I had a 23-year-old who we now, his name is Nate, but he literally had me in his phone for months.
What?
Like of talking, hanging out. And he came over one time and I have like a light up on air light.
Yeah.
And he literally stopped and he goes, I have to ask a question and this is going to sound really bad. And anytime anyone says that, you're like, I'm like, what? He goes, what's your last name? I said, why? And which I'm going to have to bleep that out because I don't want people finding me online.
True.
And I go, why? He goes, oh my God. I literally thought your last name was On Air. He was like, I have you in my phone On
Air.
Snapchat under On Air. And I was like, did you just see that light and it all clicked?
That sounds like European or something. I don't even know.
Yeah. On and Air. Then Cody Wickman also said that he thought my last name
was
On Air.
Oh my gosh. I mean, your name in my phone is On Air, Hannah, but.
Thank you. Hannah from Y100.
I'm going to change it to On Air.
On Air. I'm like, also, why would my last, because he was like, well, your name on Instagram is On Air Hannah. And I'm like, why would I put my last name first anyway?
No.
Put two and two, men are just dumb.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So.
I'm Naomi Rose Beauty. That's my real name, actually.
I love that middle name, Rose.
Yeah.
What is Banks, your daughter's middle name?
Savannah. We got married in Savannah.
Cute.
Yeah.
All right. So welcome, Naomi Rose Beauty, to the podcast. When did we even meet for the first time? Was it Morgan Wallen?
No, it was at the pool.
Oh, that's right.
It was at the marina and you were swimming.
Yes. Oh my God, I do remember that.
So
wait,
funny.
Is that the time that I said I don't remember? I totally forgot about that.
And I don't know why I remember it either. But yeah.
Yeah,
I think
with
Stacey
and oh my God, shut up. You're crazy.
They're like, this is our friend Hannah. She's on the radio.
Oh my God, that's so funny. That was years ago. Wow.
I know. That was a long time ago.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And then Morgan Wallen. Great time.
Oh my God, that was so much fun. We need to go. I just have an inkling and I know nothing.
Yeah.
I know no inside information. Yeah. But he said he's back in the studio.
Okay. Yeah.
So I would assume sometime this year we're going to get another album and
I
hopefully.
Would think, yeah.
But we have to go see him.
I am seeing him in Charlotte in summer and I have pit tickets. But I'm getting nervous because my sister and I like were excited, but it's July and I'm like, that is
hot.
Really hot. And like Pitt is cool, but you have to be there very early to be close. And I'm not about that. So we'll see.
I also don't, because like for shows here, obviously I'm in the pit.
Right.
I don't even care to be like right by the stage.
Right.
I would rather be standing because you can see more.
That I picture you and Laura dancing off
on
the side.
That is our spot for every show. If you ever want to find me at a concert at the Rush, I'm in the pit. If you're looking at the stage, I'm in the back left.
You need room. Like you need to dance. It's fine.
And I want to be able to see everything. I feel like when you're right up at the stage, that's all you can only see them when they're right in front of you.
Right, right. Have you tried his tea, by the way?
No. What is it called? Ryle?
Real?
I thought it was alcoholic at first.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize it was
sweet.
A tea.
It's sweet. And I feel like I actually prefer an unsweet tea.
I would like to choose my sweetness.
Yeah, right. Sorry, Morgan.
But also, what a random business venture for Morgan Wallen. I'm going to release my own tea.
You never know with Morgan.
Yeah, that must have been a big paycheck for him. He's like, okay, I will sign up for that. Like, he doesn't have enough money.
Yep, exactly. Just saw his sister's pregnant, too.
I didn't click on the story, though. Is she married? He has two sisters, right?
I just recently followed her because I think he tagged her. And I was like, everyone's probably going to follow her now because he
100%.
Tagged her.
I do the same thing.
I don't know her
or
at all.
Or I just keep it. I also will admit to this that I do have a Finstagram.
Amazing. Amazing.
I like to be able to watch people's stories and I don't want them to know that I'm watching.
That's the person who's watching my stories.
I'll tell you off the podcast what the name is. It's a great name. I actually started it with my friend Lauren. Shout out Lauren because I know she'll be listening. She's my radio friend in Duluth. And her and I were like talking about, you know, all these people we want to creep on.
So true.
I'm like, should we make a Finstagram? Because I felt better about it doing it with her.
Yes, yes.
So yeah, now
do
we
you
have...
share the Finsta?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That's perfect.
So if you want the login,
you should share.
Yeah, I'm open for
you
anyone using
people.
It. Oh my God, I should. New business venture.
Yeah, and have like legit followers. It'll look really real.
I'll look at who watches my story to an extent.
Yesterday?
Oh my God, he saw it. He watched my other one.
Oh my gosh.
Where I tagged him in like, I think.
Yeah.
My thing is we're talking about Joey from The Bachelor, by the way.
That's insane.
But I messaged him asking him to be on the podcast because I was like, I sent him a screenshot of him viewing that one story that I was mortified about. And I was like, I'm so mortified. Did I send you a screenshot of what I said?
No, but I think I just saw his. Or what you said, not his.
Yeah. I said, like, I'm so mortified you saw this. Like, haha. But now that I have your attention, like, what's a girl got to do to get you on her podcast? Whatever.
Love this.
He did not respond. But then he watched my story yesterday. So I'm like, he clearly saw the message.
Maybe he's contemplating it.
Maybe he's waiting for me to find out if he is engaged or not. Yeah. And hopefully. Did you look up spoilers?
No, but I don't care if you. I mean, I guess.
I accidentally saw.
Really?
Yesterday when I was going through TikTok and I'm shook.
Oh, man. Now I need to look. Wow.
So spoiler alert for anyone. We've gone in 20 different directions in the last 3 minutes for The Bachelor. So I love Daisy.
Yeah, I love Daisy. She's
and I
favorite.
Was fully convinced. This was the first season that I've watched where I didn't look up spoilers.
Yeah, yeah, me
I
too.
Always do.
Right.
He picks Kelsey.
Really?
Yeah. Did you watch Monday's episode?
Yeah.
Yeah. The one he went like on that polar plunge with.
Yeah. That's so weird.
Right?
Because I feel like I didn't even notice her the whole season.
Same. That was the first time. What? I remember the voodoo doll from like the beginning.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
But I feel like him and Daisy were like
that
are
so
cute.
Weird. Maybe it's up to her in the end because this week she seemed so like.
I know.
Weird.
Yeah.
And it's sad because it's so realistic how she's like, I'm not in love with you. I love that.
Yeah. I think that they're for sure going to make her the Bachelor at the end.
Oh, absolutely.
And then I'm hooked because she's so cute.
So cute.
I know. So.
Wow.
But you know what? If it would have been Daisy, then I would have been convinced that they were going to be together forever and I have no chance.
Right.
But now that it's Kelsey, I'm like, well, I think there might be a chance.
Since you viewed your story, now he's going to listen to this.
Oh my God. Joey, if you're listening.
I can't believe
Hey, babe.
You know he saw it. He just didn't accept your message. So.
I know, but like, respond. Especially because his, you know, he's... Family is from here.
That's insane.
He's a Packer fan. What
it's
more could he want
be.
Than just
We're trying,
this local
Anna.
Small town radio DJ?
I've tried to set you up before. It's gonna happen.
That one time and it really
time.
He was another burnt pancake of mine. Didn't even date him and he went on to find isn't he engaged now?
Yep.
Cool.
This is where I stopped trying.
Actually, honestly, for anyone out there who wants their single guy friend to find the love of their life, just set him up with me. And he'll for sure find
You're good luck, Chuck.
Yeah,
is that what it is?
I am. He'll for sure find the girl of his dreams the next
that
week, probably.
Is hilarious. Poor Hannah. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm just out here. It's good content.
It'll happen. Yep, you're good.
I'm just waiting for Joey. Mm-hmm. I'm just waiting for one of these hot single country artists to sweep me off my feet.
Morgan Wallen.
Would I want to date Morgan though?
No.
I would maybe want to get knocked up by Morgan.
Yeah.
You know?
I can see that for sure.
Like his baby mama has a great life now.
Right. Just maybe not married.
I like this plan. That's all I want out of life is for a man to write a song about me.
If it's a good one.
Yeah.
Not like a T-Swift one.
Yeah, not like a she sucks. No, like a cute love song. But I feel like it would be awkward. Have you ever had someone play guitar perform just in front of you? It's so awkward.
Amazing.
No, it's awkward.
Wow.
So I'd be like, all right, you can write a song about me, but then just send it to me and I want to listen to it by myself.
Yeah, mix CD.
Yeah, exactly. It would just
all right,
be awkward.
Cole, you better write me a song.
Come on.
I'm waiting.
Listening to this, like, oh God, getting his notepad out.
He didn't even want to sing me happy birthday yesterday. So.
Oh no. Oh yeah, happy late birthday.
Thank you.
How was your birthday?
It was fine. I mean, the weather was great, so that was good.
That's true.
So, yeah.
We do have to do our pit and our peak.
Yeah.
I did warn you. So would that be a pit, a peak?
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to think here. My pit actually would be my dog. he has a bump on his paw and we have to have that removed.
So
that
I feel like you have spent so much money on your dogs.
Yes, crazy. I have. And this is the other one. The other one has 10K in like metal legs, and then this one has to have something removed.
What is it with the legs?
I know. So that was definitely a pit for the week, but it'll be fine. It's not $10,000, so we're good.
Thank God. What is a peak?
I helped host my friend's shower this weekend.
Okay. I saw pictures of that. Funny. That was so cute.
It was so fun. Yeah. It was at Nonfiction in Milwaukee, and it's just like a really cool natural wine bar. And yeah, it was awesome.
Like the food, everything was just so cute.
Yeah. My friend is very like detail oriented. So like she made everything perfect, and I was just there.
Cute. I loved it. I took pictures. I was going to message you to all the pictures. I'm like, okay, where was my invite? I don't know these people, but
so
I would
amazing.
Come.
Yep. I just stood in the back and took pictures. And yeah, it was so fun.
Cute.
So fun.
Yeah. I love it.
In the peaks?
All right. My pit is a leftover pit from last week that I forgot about, but it kind of goes into the last week. It's just about me being old and broken.
Oh my gosh.
Like literally everything hurts. I just need to figure it out. I think I need to take calcium. I think I don't drink enough calcium.
Yeah.
But so last week, Monday is leg day at the gym, which you have to come to class with us.
At how early in the morning?
7 a.m. It's not that bad. Saturdays we do 9.
It's amazing. I'm very impressed.
Thank you. It's fun.
That's good.
But Monday is leg day. So basically at body, there's just a bunch of different stations and you go whatever. Cool. You can start wherever you want.
Yeah.
So we started at the station where you had to take heavier weights than usual and just hinge forward. Do like a RDL, like a deadlift.
Yeah.
I picked a little bit too heavy of weights and I hinged a little bit too far.
No.
First move of the class, I am like down and I just felt like, have you ever thrown out your back before?
Oh, yeah.
Done it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know how you can just feel it happen?
It's awful.
And I have these heavy weights in my hand. And so I'm like trying to get up and Laura's my partner and my eyes are huge. I'm like, take these weights, take the weights. And she's like, what is going on? Oh my God, it hurts so bad.
That's terrible.
And it was at like the lower back. So it's just such an awkward spot.
Right. What do you do?
Yeah. So it's the beginning of class. It's me, Laura, and Chelsea. I'm like, well, have fun. I'm just going to. So I just rode the bike the rest of the time. Went to the chiropractor for the first time that day.
Sucks.
Yeah. And then on Saturday morning, Saturdays are like the harder, longer class.
Oh, yeah.
And I've had a bad knee for years because I'm just old. And I did something to my knee and I had to ice it like all weekend.
Gosh.
I know I'm old.
I feel like you need like collagen, calcium, magnesium, all those things.
Okay.
Collagen's a big one with like cartilage and everything. Yeah.
Wait, really?
Oh, yeah. Because our collagen goes away the more we age. So think of it like a pillow, like the stuffing of a pillow is the collagen. And if it's like deflating, you need more collagen to like pump it up.
How do you know this?
I used to sell collagen.
Oh, my God. I'm sitting here going, are you a doctor?
No. I don't like to be that, like, seller, but it, like, made sense with hair, too, because it really helps, like,
because I've heard, like, nail growth and hair, too.
Yeah. But I noticed a huge difference, like, in my knees when I took it.
Oh, my God. I need collagen.
Yeah. I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm literally going to Target after this and buying collagen.
Perfect.
But, yeah, so I was just broken, and I'm like, so I can't even work out now without being, you know, a broken
piece of crap.
I know.
And you want me to come.
Yeah.
Sounds amazing.
No, listen, it is great. I'm just a broken human. If I could get through the rest of the class, you're fine. You're going to come.
You're doing great.
And you can be in our mirror selfie.
Awesome.
That everyone.
I know. It's so cute.
I get messages like, wait, can I come? I just want to be in the mirror selfie.
I'm like
selfie.
Sitting on the couch while Hannah's working out. It's great. It's a good
We'll get you there.
Yes.
We'll get you there.
Perfect.
My peak is probably just that I had like a very low key, but like great weekend.
Yeah.
So Friday, I met some friends for drinks after work, stayed in. But then Saturday, we had ourselves a day where we went to the gym. We went to Taza to get coffee after.
Oh, very good.
Went home, showered, iced my knee because I was in pain. And then, we went to Scott Subs for lunch.
Ooh.
Visited Laura.
Great.
So that was where we started our evening. We're like, we'll get lunch. But then we just never went home. So we had lunch and beer. Then we went to the Mulva to see the dinosaur exhibit. It's cool. $25.
It's a lot.
Kind of a lot for like, I mean, the exhibit is cool.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. It's a bunch of huge fake dinosaurs.
Right.
They're not
right.
real.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Darn.
They did not bring real dinosaurs in. Jason said something like to the girl when she was giving us our ticket.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, are you here for the dinosaur exhibit? And he's like, yeah, does it cost extra to get to feed them?
Oh,
she didn't get it, but I thought it was really funny.
That's funny.
Yeah. But I mean, to go through just the paid part.
Right, right.
We were in there for 10, 15 minutes.
Wow, for $25.
Yeah.
The food looks really good.
I saw
pictures of like a pokey like or something like that.
And yeah, and they have like a really cute, we went and got wine before we went through. Cool. So we just saw, it's a beautiful building.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But
it's just kind of confusing.
Yeah.
Like we never knew enough before it came out.
Literally. All of a sudden there's just a monstrosity in the neighborhood. I'm like, what is
fake
going
dinosaurs.
On? Dinosaurs. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. It was cool. But we did that. Then we went to a 5 p.m. dinner at Stella's because
really kept going.
Literally. Keep in mind, I thought we were just going to Scott's Sub. So I'm in sweats, no makeup,
all
my
day.
Glasses. And we're going to this Mulva, like multi-$100 million building.
I'm amazing.
Like, okay. But then we had kids. So we went to dinner at 5 p.m. I'm like, I haven't eaten dinner this early.
I was going to say, does no one have kids? But the kids were with.
Yeah. Oh, no. They were there.
Wow.
It was a full day with the kids.
Awesome.
Got dinner at Stella's and went and had a wine and game night.
Cool.
And then went to bed.
Wow. It's a great day.
Sunday, I went to see my friend's kid play hockey.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So it's just a peak of a weekend.
Yeah. How kind is this weekend going to compare?
What?
It's a lot of things. How are you going to compare to this weekend?
I don't know. What am I doing this weekend? March. What am I doing this
March
week? I feel
slow.
Like I have some. Oh, I'm going to see the new Dune movie, Dune 2, on Friday night.
I don't know what that is.
It's with Zendaya and who's the one dating Kylie Jenner? Skinny dude.
I don't know.
Zendaya. Frick, this is going to bug me.
I know, too.
Whatever his name is. But I have not seen the first Dune.
Yeah.
So I have to do that tonight or tomorrow.
Awesome.
And then we're going. And then you're coming to the gym Saturday morning.
Oh.
9 a.m.
Sick. Can't do it.
Oh, shoot. No, we're
sounds
we'll
like
get
a
you
great
there.
Time.
Yeah. So, I've just, as I've like gotten older, I'm just kind of over. I would rather be in sweatpants all day and just drink wine and play cards. I don't
Absolutely.
Care to go.
Yeah, I know. I like to be in, have game nights. It's fun.
Yeah, it's the best. So, is my peak. And my other peak was today when you reminded me that new episodes of Love is Blind.
I know. I was like, I got to catch up with those
I
only two.
Am so shook. By so much of
a
that
lot.
Show. I was actually so sad that I had to leave this morning when it was starting to get good.
Yeah.
I think I turned it off when Trevor and Chelsea were talking.
Mm, yes.
He is a beefcake.
Yeah.
Kind of seems like a dum-dum though.
Yes.
Yeah.
He reminds you of Shane a little bit.
Oh my God. He totally
in
does.
Ways.
In like a less psychotic
yes.
way.
Yes.
Sorry, Shane.
Just bro-ish.
He probably doesn't even remember he was ever on this podcast,
no,
so he's definitely not listening.
Not at all.
Yeah, okay, we have to start. There's just so
There's
many
There's a
things.
Lot to unwrap.
I cannot with Chelsea.
I know.
She's a lunatic.
I'm trying to think if you even got this far. Yeah, you probably got that far. She was so whiny. In this
yes.
new episode.
The episode where she's losing her mind on him for going to have a drink with his friend for his birthday.
Yeah, it's bad.
I have been trying to give her the benefit of the doubt because I'm like, okay, she clearly is insecure.
Right.
And like, who knows what made her that way? I feel bad, blah, blah, blah. But oh my God.
Yeah.
And he just needs to end it. And then he tries to end it with her and she doesn't let him.
I was like, oh, it's done. We're not having a wedding. And I'm like, wait, we're back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's going, no, I love you. So I'm like, no, you don't. You don't love her. She's nuts.
I can tell he doesn't give enough validation. So that's hard. And that's where insecurity's happening. But she's very whiny. It's like screechy.
Yeah. When she's yelling at him for you, I don't like going out. Like you told me you don't like going out. And he's like, I was gone for 1 hour.
Right.
To go see my friend for his birthday.
Yeah.
And then when she lets the ball drop that he hooked up with one of those girls.
Yes. We were all hoping it was going to be Jessica, but it wasn't.
And then he's like looking at her like, hi, we discussed that we weren't going to talk about that
right.
on camera.
Right.
Because now that girl, what if that girl probably never even told her friends that they hooked up and now they're all finding out on TV?
A lot of layers. A lot of layers to this situation.
Oh my God. I just need them to break up.
It's rough. I don't necessarily see Jess with him though either, but
no.
I feel like they have to at least visit it at some point.
Yeah. I did see the part where the two of them talked on the episode.
Yeah.
Which I also just don't know how I feel about her, though.
I know.
I feel like she's very into herself.
Yes.
And she's like, yeah, I'm hot. And like, you're an idiot for not picking me.
I like liked her. And now I'm like, I don't know. You got like some other intentions too, I think.
Yeah.
But.
And how she was. And I get that they were dating or whatever. Right, and I even felt like the way she was kind of acting at that barbecue was kind of inappropriate.
She kept like opening her shirt more and more to show boobs. And I was like, okay.
And she kept being like, where is he? Where is he? And all this stuff. It's like,
it's inappropriate.
He's engaged to someone else.
I know.
I don't know if any of them are going to get married.
No. I could maybe see Clay and AD. I don't know.
But he's like literally telling her that he's going to cheat on her.
I know. That's so weird.
So weird.
Like a normal person would be like, I'm scared I might get cheated on. And he's like,
I'm scared I'm going to cheat on you.
Who says that?
If a man, and he said it multiple times, like every conversation they have, he's like, I don't know if I could be faithful. I'd be like, so bye. Weird.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe that one won't happen either.
I mean, I guess good on him for being upfront and honest.
Right.
But what?
Johnny might be the couple that would stay together.
Yeah, I thought that until the birth control thing.
Oh, yeah, I know. But did you see the convo with the dad yet?
Yes. Okay. He was so cute.
Yeah, I was like impressed. Like that was very smooth.
I did like that. And I thought AD's mom was very wise.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. I liked that a lot.
It would be kind of iconic to not have anyone get married, though.
I know. Seriously. It looks like there's two, though, for sure, in previews.
I was surprised that they allowed, what was it? Kenneth? What was the other girl's name?
Yeah. Brittany.
Brittany.
Yeah.
I was surprised that they let them break up.
I know. Me too. It almost seemed like they were broken up already before they got to the apartment because it was just weird.
It was so weird. He's on his phone the whole time.
It was, yeah.
I just feel like I remember Shane saying that, like, the whole thing was that they had to go to the altar.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, which I could see.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so weird, but they just did not stand a chance.
Okay, no.
Like, we're done.
Not at all.
We're done. That's what we're going to sign you up for.
Absolutely not. Do you know how bad I would be? Everyone always asks, like, oh, why don't you go on or sign? I'm like, no. I would, number one, I can barely listen back to when I have to edit the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Listen back and want to punch myself. I just say, I was talking to Laura about this on the way home from the gym yesterday, that I just say like way too much.
I mean, I don't notice you. I'm just saying.
No, we all do that. So that would drive me nuts. I would hate to like see myself on camera all the time.
It's everything. When they give bad edits, I'm like, that can happen so easily.
Yeah.
So you're filming everything.
Yeah.
So that's not fair.
I would hate that. And I would just be a crazy bitch.
Right. If you could go on any of the shows, what would be the one?
Oh, man. And it would have to be a dating show?
Yeah. Like, let's see, Love Island.
No.
Temptation.
No, Love Island? You have to be ballsy to go on that show. When they play those games where they're just like start humping each other and making whoever can like be the most lustful. I'm like,
it's
what?
Very uncomfortable.
Yes.
Like your family watch. I don't even watch it because there's so many episodes too.
So many. I do watch it, but no, would never. I would, no. That one too hot to handle. No.
Oh yeah, that too.
What are some other dating shows? I feel like, I guess the one that I would want to go on would be The Bachelor just because you get to travel.
Right.
And I feel like a lot of the girls become friends.
Yeah, for sure.
But if I actually liked the guy, like if I was on Joey's season,
yes,
I would be a lunatic.
It would be so hard.
I would be crying the whole time. I can't even handle if I know a guy that I'm like dating or whatever, not exclusively, is like talking to another girl.
Yeah, no.
I'm stalking her online and being like, oh my God, she's way prettier than me. He's going to whatever. If I was in that. Yes.
Yeah.
If I was in the house, I could not do it.
No. But I think that would be the better of the options.
Oh, especially if it was Joey. I haven't felt this passionate about a man I don't know in so long.
My bachelor was Ben Higgins for sure.
Give Ben Higgins vibes so though. True. I just feel like they seem, I mean, this is television.
We
here.
Know them so
yeah,
well.
Like they just seem, Ben Higgins, I feel like we've learned is genuine.
Yeah, for sure.
And I feel like Joey is just such a good guy.
You know what you get with
him, I just want him to look at me just one time
he
the
does,
way he looks
on
at
your
those
story.
Girls. I know, but I need to see his eyes. I need to, just the way he looks at, oh my God. Literally, he could hit me with a car and I would be okay with it.
Because he would just look at you.
Yes, and he would have to come and maybe give me mouth to mouth.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so in. I just love.
I am sending him this.
Please do. I wish I'd tag him in this on my story. He's going to block me immediately.
That Hannah girl from the radio station.
And now I can't even, Instagram has a new thing now where if they don't accept your message, you can only send one.
Oh, really?
So I'm at my limit.
Why do you know this, Hannah?
I've done it. So I sent him the thing.
Oh my gosh.
And it says, invite sent. You can send more messages after your invite is accepted.
Can't say I've ever gotten that far.
Yep. So.
Which, by the way, you were supposed to get me Taylor Swift's something so I can send her a shirt.
Can't Tree Pain. Shirt. I have her email. She did email me back one time. Listen, here's the deal. You got to shoot for the stars.
I know. Exactly.
So years ago, I think this was like the Lover era.
Okay.
When she started doing interviews again because she didn't do them forever.
Right.
So I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to send an email to Tree Payne, who is her publicist, the one who.
That name.
And I'm going to ask her if Taylor Swift wants to come on my podcast because it why not? Right. I knew it would never happen.
Right.
And she responded.
That's so cool.
I can't remember what she said, but I could tell it was her. Hi, Hannah. Thank you so much. I'm currently holding due to our schedule, but I will absolutely keep you in mind. I've looped in Frank as well as he oversees radio requests. Thank you again.
Cool. I mean, she could have not looped him in. So.
I know. Well, so, I mean, nothing came of that.
Stay tuned. Season
that was
three.
That was in 2019. So.
Okay. Well, maybe. Shoot for the stars.
Yeah, exactly.
You could always send a follow-up, kind of like an interview.
Hey, so it's been 5 years. Just wondering how things are going.
My podcast has really taken off, so I'm wondering
I'm getting like hundreds of listens. It's pretty crazy.
It's kind of like the Heist podcast, actually. So
yeah. Hey, listen, she's now dating a podcaster. Feel like, you know.
2019. That's incredible.
Yeah, but I was shook when she actually responded. So that's my thing.
Yeah.
So yes, I have plenty of messages out there that have not been accepted, but
hey.
The
shoot
more you
shot.
Send, exactly.
You never know. You never
have
know
to.
What'll happen.
You have to shoot for the stars.
Love it.
Speaking of the Packer shirts and all that stuff, tell me how that all got started.
Oh gosh,
because I love that you're just known as the
shirt girl. I know. It was just like one summer. I don't even know what triggered it, and I was just like, I kind of want to try and do something with it. And I just like started drawing up things, and it's such like a learning experience with like rules. Because I'm sure you know Brenna, who had her thing too. Like, you can't do a lot of things. So I was like, okay, how about I upcycle Packer shirts without adding things? Because, like, they are so particular. And I don't think people realize that, where they're like, can you put this on here? And I'm like, no, I can't. I can't even put the address on. Like, you can't write Go Pack Go. I mean, I did it in the beginning a little bit until I realized, because I'm like, I don't want to get shut down.
Yeah. But
yeah, I just started like thrifting myself, and I learned that it's very hard because like the professional thrifters, they like work for or they volunteer at like St. Vincent and they get firsthand. So they're getting the first pick, and then whatever's released is whatever's left over. So it's just not easy to thrift for yourself. So then I started working with vendors, and they sell to me, and then I buy it from them. And then, yeah, the whole process went, and it's been huge. It's crazy.
I know. Anytime I see – so anyone listening who, if you don't follow Naomi yet on Instagram, do so, because you'll post – like, hey, on this day, I'm doing a drop of a bunch of Packer clothes, and I will literally be like, okay, I need to log on. I think last time I just messaged you, I said, is there a crew neck sweatshirt in there, and can I just please have it now?
I love it.
Because I don't want to go through the anxiety of having to be the first one to DM you and this stuff drops.
Yep.
But it's crazy how fast
I know
they go.
It's just insane. Honestly, it's a lot of work. I really do love it. I think from an outside, people are like, I added up how much you could have made. And I'm like, I mean, yes and no, not really. Like when I go buy shirts from vendors, I'm usually dropping a grand. And then the process is unbelievable. Like, because once I like sell it, I'm always like, oh, cool, I'm done. But then I have to find you your address, weigh it, tell you the total, the Venmo, and then like, people will take days to pay me, and I'm like, okay, this is such a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so much. So it is fun, but it's very anxiety-driven sometimes.
Yeah. Well, so, and a lot of them are, like, you're hand putting all of those little jewels.
Yes. The fumes alone, honestly, from the glue that I use is so strong too. Like, it gives me headaches. Like,
I bet.
The bleach. Yeah. It's a lot. But yeah, I mean, I really just want to do it when I feel like it. I feel like I did so many. I mean, probably upwards of 400 to 500 shirts.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I've seen every Packer logo known to man, which like also makes me sad. I'm like, I ruined all these Packer shirts that will never be made again.
You made them cool. I know, and you're going to make them people want to wear them again.
Yeah, exactly. But no, it's fun. People always ask if I'll do more. And I'm like, kind of whenever I want to. Like right now, I don't see a demand for it. Like, I'm not eager to buy Packer shirts right now.
I feel like you did one. Did you do one in the last handful of months?
I did it when we were in playoffs.
Yeah.
Because I had it like all season and I'm like, I have a baby now. Like, this is just too much. And then when we made playoffs, I was like, I should really do this.
Yeah.
And then once you get going, you're like, all right, I'll keep doing it. And so, yeah, it's just kind of whenever. But
and it's just cool too, because I have a couple things from you. And when you go to games and see, I'll be like,
I know.
Oh my gosh, that's one of Naomi's shirts.
That was the coolest thing ever, was the first time I saw someone in a shirt and it was someone I didn't know. I saw her from a distance and I was like, oh my gosh.
That's so cool. Yes. And I feel like it's, did you, because you have a relationship or like a friendship with some of the Packer wives and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
Did that come through that?
I would say not as much. They're very particular and very simplistic, honestly. So like a bedazzled shirt is not up their alley. And honestly, sometimes not even mine. Sometimes I just like a like even bleached shirt. I don't mm-hmm. need bedazzle. So like Ida Cobb, she would wear some things, and then I made her a couple jackets too, which was really cool. I know when she posted one once, it was like all these followers kept coming in, and I was like, oh boy, I don't do this all the time.
Yeah.
But it still was really cool. But yeah, it was fun. Very fun.
You're like the local Kristen.
That's what someone said. I was like,
how do you say her last name?
I have Juice, no idea.
Juf-check or something. Something.
I was like, I'm not that level, but thank you.
But hey, you could be.
Yes.
Because I feel like she wasn't either.
Yeah.
She was, I think, just making stuff for herself for That's a really true. Long time.
That's very true.
And then, I mean, obviously, when she made that jacket for Taylor Swift, it was now huge. She has a deal with the NFL.
Yeah. Which I am happy for her, but part of me is like, maybe you shouldn't have, because then they have full control too.
That's true.
And you just wonder how much freedom she'll have, which hopefully she will, but I just feel like that's always a little risky.
Kind of like a win-lose situation, because now she doesn't have to worry about actually doing the hand-making of
that's
the stuff.
That's so true, yeah.
Which some, I was watching, would you ever watch her TikToks of how she made some of this stuff?
No.
I mean, she would literally, with those jackets and stuff, she like made those jackets. That's like insane. Stuffed them, did everything.
A lot of work.
Yeah.
I want to know how much they go for, because I know Kelly Clarkson bought one recently too.
She should be up selling if she's having these millionaires buy
Absolutely.
Her stuff.
Absolutely. Like, is it $1,000 jacket? I don't even know.
But I guess just the like the promotion she gets out of those people wearing her stuff.
So cool.
Yeah.
And that her husband plays. I just think that's so fun too.
And that he's such a hype man.
I know.
That's it's so cute.
It's so cute.
I was like, that's all you need is just like, I mean, any interview he would comment on any like People magazine. No, that was my wife that made that.
So supportive. Yeah. I think that's adorable. That's really cute.
Yeah. So you can be the Green Bay.
Kristen. The star girl.
Yeah.
The stars.
Yeah.
Which I will have a new star thing coming-ish soon, so stay tuned.
Oh, God, I'm excited. What is, do we
I
get?
I can tell you off air.
Okay, perfect. Wow, I'm so excited.
Stay tuned, yes.
So if you're not following Naomi Rose Beauty, that is where you can go follow her on Instagram and see when you do the drops, because every time you do it, I'm like, I don't need another one. But then I see pictures of him, I'm like, shoot, I think I do.
It is within seconds. And people will get a little feisty and be like, I hit send right away. And I was like, I'm showing you the screenshot. Like, yours just didn't go through first. I'm sorry. Like, that's on Instagram, but it's okay.
And you do such a good job packaging it and putting like the cute little sticker. And you have that cute little basket outside your house.
I know. So many people know where I live because of these shirts. Which is
And I love that you have a Ring doorbell. I feel like I always say hi into it. I'm like, hi.
Yes. Or Cole will be like, who's here? And I'm like, shirts. He's like, oh, yeah, okay.
just random people walking up.
The norm now. Yeah. I love it.
I love that. Also, can't believe we went to high school together, but you were a lot younger than me.
I graduated in 13.
Oh, my God, Naomi.
Well, I was a freshman in 9. When did you graduate?
Do you even want to know? Let's just say I had already been working a real person job for a year when you graduated high school.
Graduate 9?
I graduated in 07.
Wow.
I'm an old girl.
You are very
old.
No, I would have never known that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
I know.
So go Redbirds.
Go
it's
Redbirds.
A great day to be a Redbird.
Before we get into the hairstyles, because I do want to talk about that, I just had a memory. I got a DM yesterday, or like a message on my Facebook from this very nice young man who was like, okay, I'm going on another tangent here. Sorry. Oh, Remind me that this is where I'm going to. I think, so there's this record label guy who works for like Walker Hayes, a handful of other people. And I haven't seen him since Walker Hayes was in town last year, 2 years ago. He called me last week. All of a sudden I saw his name pop up. I'm like, what the heck?
Was that during the podcast?
No, that was something else.
No, I remember that.
But I was just like, what the heck? So I didn't answer because I thought it was a butt dial. So when I texted him, I was like, hey, just got out of a meeting, which I wasn't in a meeting. I just lied. I was like, sorry, missed call. Was it a butt dial? What's up? He's like, oh, just saying hi. Nothing urgent. Hope all is well. He just texted me and said, hey, I have the shot glasses for the AM to put in bags. Like, I think he thinks I'm someone else.
What? That's weird.
Yeah.
Like, do you know who this is?
I honestly think that he thinks he's talking to someone else. I'm so confused.
Really bizarre.
What the heck?
Weird.
Like, give me some free concert tickets.
But also, aside from you graduating in 07, you would never know because Katie makes you glow.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so jealous of your lips. They look so good.
Okay, so do yours, though. Did you
She's
get them done?
She's actually dissolving mine on Friday, and then I'll get them done in, like, a month or so. She's never done
good.
My lips.
Really?
Because I was pregnant when she started, so I had to wait for Botox and everything.
I still haven't done Botox. I really,
oh, really?
Want to. Yeah.
It just like helps your makeup sit and like headaches. I always get headaches like between my brows. I love it. But no, someone else did my lips and it was good, but they were just done like too deep. So it's like really lumpy now. So
I
just got to dissolve them and then redo them. So I'm excited.
I already want mine bigger.
So addicting.
It's addicting.
It's very addicting.
Because you know how they're like swollen the first couple of days? I'm like, no, I want them to look like that.
Yes. Does your body metabolize them quickly? Do you know?
I have no idea. That's another doctor term I don't know about. What is
like, I've had mine for over 2 years and like they're still there, but I know people after like 5 months and it's like gone.
Oh no, I think mine does metabolize.
Anna's gonna use this now.
I'm gonna tell everyone. I'm gonna talk about metabolizing and I'm gonna talk about
collagen.
my joints being a pillow. Is that what it was?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna sound so smart.
Oh my gosh. Incredible.
But yeah, love Katie. What was the story? Oh, I wanted to tell a story about the guy who messaged me yesterday on my Facebook and was like, so I'm a foreman or something. I don't know. And we listen to Y100 all the time. And, you know, I've heard you say you're single. I would love to take you out to dinner.
Oh, my gosh.
Blah, blah, blah. So seems like a very nice man. You guys, I'm pretty sure he graduated high school in like 2017.
What?
So I literally messaged him back.
Up here?
No, I don't even know where it was. But I'm looking at his thing and I'm going, I don't know if he knows how old I am, you know?
I mean, that's amazing.
Which is great. But I literally responded and I said, that's so flattering, blah, blah, blah. Technically, I'm taking a break from dating. But I also said, not sure a young guy like you would want to hang out with an almost 35-year-old. Like,
yeah,
just to try to be nice. Like, hey, sir, I'm literally.
Does he look young?
Wait. Yeah, I creeped on his profile. I'm like, literally, I mean, 3 profile pictures ago was a picture from high school.
Oh,
so.
My gosh. You got to like keep swiping on his profile. Mine too.
Yeah. So, I mean, great that people think I'm younger than I am.
Yeah.
But
shoot your shot, Hannah. Maybe that's what he was doing.
Wait, did you see Kristen Cavallari is dating a 23-year-old?
What?
Yeah.
I didn't. I saw the picture, but I didn't see anything else.
He was, I read somewhere he was 12 when she had her first kid.
Oh my gosh.
Which is crazy.
That is insane. I mean, it doesn't matter a lot, but like it does too, because it's like, when are you gonna die and he's gonna be alive?
Young.
Or like, I don't know. Yeah, I feel like there's a cap after a while.
I know. I mean, I have nothing against it,
right?
But I've had rendezvous with younger men. But yeah, just long term. I mean, that's a lot. Like, that's a big age gap.
Yeah.
Because she's what has to be, she's older than us. Well, older than me. I said us, like, we're the same age. Forget
similar.
You're a young 29. Buck. She has to be, what, like 30?
I mean, my husband's 5 years older than me, and that's not even that much, but we'll joke, and I'll be like, this song was my sophomore year, and he's like, yeah, mine in college, and like, so
it's
not that big of a difference. But.
That literally happened to me with 23-year-olds, and we first hung out, we went golfing, and there was a song on, I was like, oh, this was my jam in, I don't know what I said, high school or college. He was literally like six years old, because he was 10 years younger than me.
He was listening to the Wiggles.
Yeah. She's 37.
Wow.
So that's like almost 15 years.
Yeah. That's a big one.
Good for her, though.
Catherine McPhee, though, and what's his name? That's a big age gap.
Yeah. That David Foster.
Dude. Yes.
Gigi Hadid's ex-stepfather.
That's what I think of. Yeah. Yes, because of Real Housewives.
But I guess, why is it that it's so much weirder when a woman dates a younger guy?
Yeah, I don't know.
We got to change the tab. You know what? I'm going to go out there and I'm going to date a 22-year-old.
Prove us wrong, Hannah.
I'm going to.
Make it the norm.
I'm going to. I need to find like my niche on TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to like certain things to get there.
But there are just so many people who have gotten famous.
Oh, I know.
For just doing silly stuff.
I know.
Like, what do I need to do, Naomi? Help me out.
You need
to start posting your, but then you would probably be overwhelmed Yeah.
I know. And TikTok is not my thing. Like, I'll watch it, but creating is a whole other thing on TikTok too.
Yeah, the algorithm is so weird.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not even like I did a like conference thing about it once, and it's not even the music you choose or the hashtags. Like, it's not even about that. It's basically like the 3 second grab of what you're getting in those first 3 seconds.
Really?
Yeah. Because people will swipe.
Interesting.
So what do you got to do in 3 seconds, Hannah?
I don't know. I was just there posing my feet.
Yeah.
I feel like I can make a lot of money off that. Feet pics. There are some weird people out there.
Yeah, there are some very weird people.
I can start doing my show like shoeless.
Oh my gosh.
Do I want to be known for that though? I don't know.
Create something in this somehow.
We'll workshop that. I don't know if that's exactly what we're going to go for, but we'll workshop it.
Amazing.
All right. So I did want to talk about, do you still take new clients? I feel like you're so busy.
I haven't in like many years. I just can't, which is a good problem, but.
Are you still doing it full time?
No, part time. So 3 days a week. That way I have 2 days with my daughter. I want to do that until she's in school. But honestly, who knows when she's in school? I don't even know if I'll take those days to do it.
The other stuff you do.
Yeah, like even the makeup that I do, it's like to take a video and finding the time to edit that. It's like, it just takes a lot of time. So.
And you do a really good job with those videos and stuff too, because I feel like you get that people don't want to watch long videos.
Right.
So I love that you do it.
To cut it.
So quick.
For sure. It's tough, but we do it.
Explain what the makeup is that you do.
So I sell Saint makeup, which I've used for 5 years now. And it was a year ago, almost exactly when I was on maternity leave, that I wasn't necessarily like looking for money, but it was just like something to do. I just cannot sit still. I love like projects around the house.
Your house
but
is
I was
so cute.
Like, thank you. It's just, I don't know. I just like to do things. And while she's like nursing and sleeping all the time, I'm just like sitting scrolling my phone and I'm like, I could be doing something with my time. And so I signed up to sell Saint and just like educated myself during that time. And yeah, it's been really good.
I feel like you teach me a lot about makeup when I watch like the different colors and all that stuff.
I love it.
It's like, I don't know anything about this.
It's
just
so fun.
Throw powder on in the morning and just
you're lucky I put on makeup today. So.
Throw my fake lashes.
Yeah.
I have realized in the last 6 months that I have gotten to a point where I just don't care anymore.
Yeah, right. Oh, I know.
Like, you're lucky I'm wearing makeup right now. I feel like half the days I'm at a job where I don't want to look like a slob.
I wouldn't wear makeup for radio.
Seriously. No. And I've just gotten to the point where I feel like it just comes with being an adult.
Yeah.
But like when you're young and you don't even want to leave the house without makeup on.
Right.
And now I'm just like.
Every time I'm in public and I like tell someone I'm a hairstylist, you can tell they're looking at me and I'm like, it's my day off. Yeah. Like, I have oil in my hair. Like, leave me alone. There's just no time.
I know. And who cares? What was the show? I feel like I was watching a show recently. Or maybe I was reading a book. God, this is going to piss me off. She would get up every morning before her boyfriend would and put makeup on because like her ex made her feel ugly and like always wanted her to be put together. And then her boyfriend realized it when they were like on vacation or something.
Oh my
gosh. He was like, no, I love you without makeup. Why are you going to put
familiar actually?
So yeah. What it had? From. I think it was a show.
Yeah. Sounds like something Chelsea would do from Love is Blind.
Yeah. It probably was from that.
Probably.
But yeah, I'm just, I mean, I have definitely had those moments where you're first seeing someone or whatever, and sure. I would sleep with my makeup on.
Oh my gosh.
But I remember specifically there was one morning I had been talking to this guy forever and I was like obsessed with him, and he finally spent the night, and we had gone out the night before. So like, I feel like I sleep hard when I'm drunk, and I slept with my fake lashes on. Like I did not. And I woke up and I went and looked at my face in the bathroom, and it was like mascara all over. Like I looked insane.
I mean, that's the thing with sleeping in it. Like it's still going to go everywhere.
Yeah. And I'm like, I need to wash this off. I would look much better without makeup than I do looking like an absolute lunatic right now.
No, I will skip brushing my teeth and always wash my face. Like I will always wash it before bed.
Same. I know that I had way too much to drink if I wake up in my makeup.
Yeah.
Because no matter what, I'm washing my face.
Oh my. I was picturing like a fake lash on the side of your cheek or something.
Oh my God. I think one of them was, I mean, literally, thank God he was still asleep when I went and saw myself in the mirror. I was like, I need to wash my face immediately because he will never speak to me again if he wakes up with
this. Start vlogs with this.
Yeah.
That could be your TikTok.
Seriously. Just me in bed, and the man will be like, I'll never get married then, Naomi.
It's going to happen, Anna.
I'll pretend it's my own bachelorette.
Like, I love it.
How was last night? Was it so good? That would be mortifying.
You can tell I'm not wearing makeup, right?
Yeah.
This is how I wake up.
Yeah, I can't imagine caring that much anymore. That was not a fun time. I have not gotten my hair done since, like, I don't even know, December. Wow. Well, I've been dying. The only reason I need to get it done as much as I do is because my hair is so gray.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because you graduated.
It's because I graduated 75 years ago. I started getting gray at 22.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And it's not just a gray hair here and a gray hair there. My hair grows back 100% gray.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. So I had to go like every 4 to 5 weeks to get my roots done. Right. And then that's just so expensive.
Right.
And I'm a broke bee.
Right.
And so then I just started buying like the boxed root.
What do you use?
I don't know.
People like will ask me and I'm like, I don't know what box is good.
Yeah. Like, I think it was like $9 at Target because it just has the root, because I don't trust myself doing anything else.
Right.
And obviously I don't get the bottoms or whatever. Right. I basically just do the tops. But everyone has asked me if I dyed my hair darker.
Yeah.
But it's just because I haven't. I've just been like
just
doing the roots. Yeah. And so, yeah,
it's
can just walk on over because your salon is right by my apartment.
Exactly.
I need to pop in and say hi one of these mornings. So I'm on. I went a good like 5 days without washing my hair last week. So I needed to.
Don't do it for me. Please don't.
It's like I need to look nice for. I almost came in just full sweats this morning, but I was just literally laying in bed.
Yeah.
Wednesdays are like my lay in bed and sleep a little longer and watch Love is Blind. Cannot wait to go home and finish.
I know.
So there's only two episodes out today?
Yeah, only two, and the wedding is next week.
I know the finale is March. No, the finale is next week because I am going to do a finale recap. I'm going to have Chelsea and Laura come over and we're going to watch the finale and then we're going to podcast from
that's
my apartment.
Perfect. Yeah, it looks like next week is probably the wedding, and then the reunion is March 13th.
Okay.
And I think it might be a live reunion, which did not go well last time they tried to do a live.
Well, did you see the video of, I like how we're going to start the episode and end the episode with Love is Blind. Johnny and Jess were spotted in the airport together.
Yes.
But I think they were going to film a reunion or something.
Interesting.
Guess we'll find out.
I know. We're not that obsessed with Love is Blind, we swear.
I actually, this is the first season I've watched in probably three seasons.
Oh, really?
I haven't, I didn't watch the last couple.
I just watched Sweden.
There was a Sweden one?
Yes.
Did they like... Are they in thick accents?
It's a voiceover, and it sounds like a podcast, or it sounds like an audiobook.
Wait, this is going to sound really stupid. I'm debating even saying this for a public platform.
It's a different.
Is it a different language? Okay. Yeah.
It's okay. Like I didn't know what to expect, but I feel like half the time I'm like doing laundry or something while I'm listening, so it didn't bother me. But if you're watching it, obviously it doesn't match because it's like a totally different voiceover. It's
weird,
but it actually was pretty good, so whatever.
Wow. All right. I'm going to have to look into that.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah, I haven't watched in a while, but then this season, I feel like I was seeing so much about it, so I was like, I have to watch, and now I'm hooked between that and The Bachelor.
Love it.
Wow. All right, Naomi. See, that wasn't nerve-wracking. We had fun.
Because there's no video. That helps.
I know. I would never do that to myself or anyone else. Exactly. And just the idea of having to edit both and make them link up. And half the time, there's a lot of editing that goes on just because I can't stop talking. So I'm like, I need to cut myself out of this a little bit.
Who are your upcoming people that you're having on?
That's a good question. I need to look at my calendar on my desk.
I feel like the lame one from your list. You had all these big people.
Oh, get out of here. You are not.
Everyone was like, why are you going on Hannah's podcast? I'm like, I asked her the same thing.
I was just like, you and I have, we always DM about, we have so many thoughts about so many things. I'm like, I got to have Naomi on. And people need to hear about the shirts and the makeup and all that good stuff. I have my friend Caitlin, who works for Channel 5 News. Cool. She's going to be on. I have a psychic coming on in 2 weeks, 3 weeks. He was on my podcast years ago, like the OG. He's out of Manitowoc, I think. He's coming on.
Fun.
He's a psychic medium.
Wow.
So that'll be fun. I have my friend Trey. Did you ever meet Trey?
No, his little sister, though. She like bought shirts from me.
Oh, yeah. She nannies for Devante.
Yes.
She moved out to Vegas to...
Oh, she moved. Wow.
She moved with him. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I did not know that. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah. So she's still nannying for Devante.
That's cool.
So Trey is going to be on. Who else? I'm going to feel bad now that I'm going to have to go back and look.
That's great, though. You got a good stacked lineup.
Yeah.
I love it.
I know. It'll be fun. So it's just fun to get to chat every week with different people and... People don't have to just hear my voice all the time. And it's just fun getting to know other people because especially Allie, her and I met for the first time doing the podcast.
Really? That's cool.
And now I think we've talked her into coming to Utah for Hope's bachelorette party.
That's awesome. I hear about that. That's cool.
Yeah.
I love it.
So it's just fun getting to meet different people and everyone gets to learn about you guys.
It's kind of like me doing hair. It's like the same conversations in my chair is like what we just had. And I like that. I feel like you learn so many things about different, like collagen.
I always think, I need to get out of here so I can go buy some. I always think about that. Do you have the same conversation over and over every day?
I feel like it's better now because it's such an established client list. I feel like before it was like, so what do you do? Then it was repetitive. Certain things, like when there's big milestones, I would say it gets a little old. Like maybe when I got married, then it was like you were just telling everyone the same story. Or for my coworker, they're like, I've heard about your wedding all day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sorry, but no, it's not too bad. I feel like because then you have those relationships built. It's more so remembering everything.
Yeah, that would be a struggle. I think that with artists too, how they have to go and sing the same songs every night, like with Taylor Swift, and I see her performances and I'm just like, but every night she makes it seem like she's feeling every word.
Yeah, for the first time.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I know.
I would get so sick.
That's when you know they like it. I like my
clients. Ain't that the truth, Naomi?
I like my clients. I'll say it all day long.
Especially Shotgun Sue.
Yeah.
And her fried off hair.
poor Shotgun.
She just took her hair out of a ponytail at book club this month. And she was like, you guys, is my hair uneven? And we're like, yeah. How is it two different lengths? What did you do?
Poor Sue.
You made it beautiful,
though. We've got it under control now. She's got her silk pillowcase. I told her she can't wear it up when she goes to bed. She's like, wait, what?
Yeah, literally broke off. Like, where did it go? We're like, where did that hair go?
Hopefully,
she looks beautiful.
Hopefully.
Good job. You nailed it.
Love her.
All right, Naomi, thank you for coming.
Thank you, Hannah.
Can't wait to DM about Love is Blind next week.
Everything.
So excited.
Awesome.
Okay, bye.